Now that's an old, real old act. That's back in, I guess, our granddaddy's and great-granddaddy's day. And I tell you, in our time there, we had an old copper tea kettle that we put on the stove there to heat our water there to wash our hands, or my daddy to shave in or make tea or something like that.
Now, this one's cast iron.
Cast iron.
And it's got that ridge at the bottom so that it could be set down in the eye of the
stove.
Yes, right.
Or we have my grandparents and mother's and daddy's fireplace too had a rod up in it with a hook on it that you could hang the tea kettle up over the fire or the dinner pot and cook him that away.
So you actually cooked with fireplaces?
I mean, I was real small, but I remember seeing it done.
You were mentioning the chickens. How about, did you use anything in the nest to fool an old hen?
Yes, sir. We used an old white doorknob last time. And then we used an old gourd last time, a certain type gourd there that was shaped sort of like an egg and stuff like that.
Did you ever hear of a China egg? Or?
My grandmother had some, we called them glass eggs, but I mean that's what they looked like, China. They were white glass eggs.
And did you have any, your grandparents having any special names for the things you'd use at the table? Like knife, any special name for a knife?
The only thing I can remember is the way my granddaddy ate. He'd take his fork and he'd stick in a piece of meat. And then he'd take his knife and put his biscuit on it there, or his gravy and whatnot, and then put it in his mouth. In other words, he'd use his left hand, use his fork, and he'd use his knife with his right hand there to cut the stuff up and put it on his fork there with a piece of meat or a piece of bread or whatever he had, and then he'd put it in his mouth instead of just catching it with his fork and putting it in his mouth. And that was just a curiosity to me to watch him eat.
Mm-hmm.
But he could eat just as much and as fast as I could.
You see how much work there is to be done on this kind of thing. That's the way Europeans still eat. If you ever watched a European, he operates his fork with his left hand.
Is that right?
And this is standard practice in Europe. And whenever I see it, I assume that they grew up in Europe.
Well, then that's the way our granddad, I guess, got it from.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Well, I didn't know that. I just, last time I'd be sitting at breakfast at dinner table and I just watch him eat like it. And it just amazed me.
And they really get quite a bit of food that way.
I guarantee you he could eat as much as I could at the table, I guarantee you. Because I was watching him while I was eating.
Uh-huh.
His cue up to me.
And he was right-handed, so that...
My granddad was right-handed, but he'd use his fork with his left hand and take his knife and pile it on there and he'd put it in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. And really work the food with the knife.
That's right.
On the fork.
Go get Ben's outfit of Gunder and Shelley.
What?
Ben's. And, yoke.
Oh, yeah, right here. I got something.
You want me to get it?
How do you remember doing the dishes? Do you remember what?
Well, we'd heat the water in the tea kettle. And we'd pour it in what we call a dish pan. Usually it was either aluminum or enamel.